This is the Public's Radio 89.3 FM. Good morning, I'm James Baumgartner, and this is Artscape, our weekly feature on arts and culture in Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts. Chuck Hinman is out this week, so with me today is Jess Faniff. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, James.
So it's the 4th of July, and of course there are the usual Independence Day celebrations going on.
Yeah, the parade is happening in Bristol. Our own Scott McKay actually had an interesting essay about that, and you can still listen to it on our website, thepublicsradio.org. Also, the fireworks, of course, in Providence tonight, and a concert and celebration at India Point Park that starts at 7 p.m.
A much smaller event I'd like to highlight is at the South County Museum in Narragansett. It's the Rhode Island Red Chick Hatch. The Living History Farm at the museum has two flocks of Rhode Island Reds. That's the official state bird, of course. And visitors will have a chance to get up close and personal with some of the newly hatched chicks. And I can tell you that baby chickens are very cute.
That sounds incredibly cute. You know, there's so many events going on, even beyond the 4th, into the weekend. And this weekend is the New Bedford Folk Festival, Saturday and Sunday. Several different stages, lots of different performers, lots of different genres of music kind of within the folk umbrella.
Do you have any favorites that you're looking forward to seeing?
You know, Laura Cortese is going to be there, and she's from San Francisco, but spent a ton of time in Boston. She was one of the founders of the Boston Celtic Music Festival. And even though she's a fiddle player, I would not call her and her band Celtic necessarily. Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards, they really kind of skirt around all sorts of different genres of music, and it's really something to see. So Laura Cortese definitely on my list. She's playing with her band both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 3 at the Siemens Bethel and Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Zyterian.
Breast can be broken.
Are there any other local performers?
There are a ton of local performers. Yeah, they even have a South Coast stage with sort of those very local up-and-comers. And another girl out of the Boston area that I'm really excited about is Elisa Amador. She is, just so prolific for her age, great lyricist, and she plays oftentimes, as she is at this festival, with her parents. Her mother, Rosie, is a Puerto Rican Argentine singer and bongo player, and her dad, Brian, is a New Mexican guitarist. So they call themselves Sol y Canto when they play, and so they'll play with her. So check them out, Elisa Amador and Sol y Canto, Saturday at 4 on Purchase Street Stage.
I lost my figure to the winter storms. Ate too much, drank too much liquor, all to keep me warm. What can you do when you love somebody and it's gone?
So who are the big headliners for the festival?
There are a couple, you know, Dar Williams is kind of a big known name, and, my favorite bigger artist there at the festival this weekend is Chris Smither, who a lot of people know, but I think a lot of people don't know. You know, he's pretty underrated when it comes to folk singers and songwriters. He knows how to turn a phrase. His songwriting is just incredible and kind of keeps me, like, on the edge of my seat, even though it's just a guitar and words. You know, he's got a simple sound, but so engaging with those lyrics. So really looking forward to Chris Smither, one of the big headliners. He's playing Sunday at 3:30 at the Zyterian.
Great. Well, we'll end with a little bit of Chris Smither. You can find more information about the events we mentioned at our website, thepublicsradio.org/arts.
And you can also listen to Artscape as a podcast. You'll find links to subscribe at that same address, thepublicsradio.org/arts.
Tell me why you're moaning. Sun is rising, but it just don't shine. There ain't no light through my door. I flip my switches, but I don't turn on. I ain't a flicker, baby. I got no juice today.